Yo, it's Justin Bless, nigga. I'm back, nigga. Yeah, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm blessed. Been through my fair share of trials and tribulations and downtime. You feel me? But it's all good because I'm prepared. I'm ready for whatever. I seen the highest of the highs. I seen the lowest of the lows. And I always kept God first, man. And we continue to push on forward, and you should too. No matter what you're going through, continue to push on forward, man. Continue to protect yourself. Continue to speak good existence into your life. Just speak great stuff, man. Be kind to yourself. Show love to yourself. Be there for yourself. And don't run away. Don't neglect it. Don't cope differently, man. Nah, handle it straight on forward, man, so you'll never get knocked off your pivot. You feel me, man? You tune into the most vulnerable, most honest, most prolific, most entertaining, the best podcast out there in the world. We number one. They just don't know it yet. You're tuned in and you're welcome, man, to Justin Bless Podcast. Yo, man. Whoo. Yo. It's been a little wild world win for your boy these past couple days, man. Friday, your boy actually got bad news. I got bad news that I am not going to be able to do my plan with real estate. Basically, what I was going to do is a cash out refinance. Let me be honest with you guys and not speak in code. I was going to do a cash out refinance on my property. I was going to pull out $200,000. I was going to take that $200,000 and go purchase another bigger property and just add to my real estate portfolio and diverse it more, you know, rather than just having one, I'll have two. And right in three units, I was going for four, so I would have seven by the end of the year. But just a lot of things have happened. I'm going to try to explain it as best as I can. What I do going too much derailing from the episode, you feel me? Because we got a good podcast. So basically, yo, so when you own a property and you're getting more income in, just for my situation, other people's situation might be different. I'm just speaking on mine. So me being single under the tax thing, right? I'm not married or have dependents, nothing like that. And I am making the amount of money I'm making at Wells Fargo. Shouts to them guys. And then I own three units where I'm getting rent from each and every month. And that's too much money, I guess, for a single man, what the government has stated and have said, right? So for you not to get taxed, because the name of the game is to get bread, not get taxed. It's kind of like boxing, to hit and not get hit, man. That's the name of the game. That's the sweet science. That's how the wealthy people continue to grow wealth. That's how Jeff Bezos paid nothing in taxes. You feel me? That's how why Mark Zuckerberg, the same way, Bill Gates, all them people that you hear, Warren Buffett, all them people that you hear, their objective is to make bread and not get taxed. So I'm following the same formula, right? Which is kind of where I messed up. So I put down, I made no money off my rental property, right? None at all. I was actually taking a loss. That's what I put down. And that's where I messed up. So I thought it was a good thing I didn't get taxed by the government. But in the long run, it actually derailed my plans this year. And I'm over here like, ah, snap, you feel me? Like, damn, I was going full throttle, bro. I was like, you feel me? Like, clutching it like Toretto, you know what I mean? Like Dom, like I was going full speed, bro. And now I got to, like, pump my brakes and take a different route. It's all good. Just a little traffic on the road success. I'm going to get it, man. I'm going to get it. Best believe that. So when I tried to apply for my cash out refinance on my property, they said I can't afford the new loan. Basically, I can't afford my current property because on my taxes, it shows I am taking a loss, $900 every month. So that goes in. So that takes a hit on my income from Wells Fargo. So now it shows on paper that your boy's making way less than what your boy's actually making. So because of that, I can't do a cash out refinance. Even though I told these niggas, I got a track record. I make a payment on time every single month. Ain't never been late, nigga. But them niggas don't care. And I'm like, damn, bruh. So I've been trying to, like, this whole couple months, you hear me, a couple episodes, I'd be like, yo, I'm working on the real estate, trying to get second property, this and that, dropping little hints there and there. That's basically what your boy was working on. And when I got that news, I'm like, bro, I gotta make it do what it do. Because it's not about, if you say you can't do it, man, you can't. You're right. I don't know who said that. I think it was like Tom Ford or something like that. Or, yeah, Henry Ford. I believe it was Henry Ford. Yeah, Henry Ford said that years ago. He said, if you say you can or you can't, either one, you're right. So I was trying not to put that in my head, like, nah, I can get it. Because it's not about I can't afford it. It's how can I afford it? How can I get it? How can I make it happen? You got thinking questions rather than statements of negativity. You feel me? Ooh, that was fire. You got to think of questions on rather than statements of negativity. That's fire. Some bars for your ad, man. So whenever you come to an obstacle or something, don't say you can't do it. Try to figure out a way before you even say that. So I'm still hopeful. It's just a time frame that I want it in by July 1st, technically. I won't be able to do it. Not because I can't afford it or I can't get it, or I can't make these payments or nothing like that. No, it's just because on paper, I made a move and I thought it was a chess move. I thought it was a good chess move, but it turned out to be kind of a bad chess move. And I, you know, took the hit on that. But it's all good. We still fighting the game. We still going. And there's multiple other moves I can make. And there's multiple other moves I'm going to make. And I'm working on a couple plays right now. So we don't see how those play out. But yeah, that's kind of the bad news. But then again, it flipped into like a good news a little bit. Because I found out I can make. I found out how to make another source of income from something I was already doing, but I just wasn't doing enough. And then again, I didn't activate how to get that bread. So basically, man, if y'all don't follow me already, please follow your boy on Instagram at JustinBless_. Again, I'll say it again, @JustinBless_. I dropped some good shit on there, man. My content's amazing. But yeah, but anyways, bro, like, I got good following, you feel me? 13 plus, like 13.8, 13.9 followers. And I just never really thought too much of it. I never knew how to monetize it and make the bread off of Instagram like some people say that they do. I didn't really look into deep in it either. Like, I kind of just like, I ain't going to put too much effort into it. I should from the jump, but I didn't. I left it at that. So Instagram invited me to be able to make bread from posting more. And I'm like, yo, that's wild. And they did this like 6 months ago, bro. And I haven't used it at all. Basically, nigga, I was throwing money out the window or just leaving money on the table and walking away. Where I can easily just pick it up because I'm going to do something anyways. I'm going to post on Instagram. So why don't I post on Instagram with intent to make bread, with intent to deliver great content? I just put up content. Yeah, I got great content on there. But I feel like now there's more of a purpose for me to get this bread. My content's just going to be that much more fire. You feel me? I'm going to be that much more active on there. And we're going to grow the platform, man. And so I need to shout out this dude. I met him in the sauna at the gym on Friday after I got the news that I won't be able to do a cash out refinance, right? I was so stressed, man. I was like, man, this is trash, nigga. So I go to the gym to relieve some stress, which is one of the best places to do that. I go there to release it. And I see this one dude that I see pretty often. He's in there heavy, like I am. He has like afro. He has like a like curly hair, afro type of move. Light skinned dude, pretty swole. It seemed like a cool dude. I'm just stretching, you feel me? Doing my stretching thing. I got this thing on my mind. I'm just trying to release the stress, right? And I think about it too much. Let it be known that, you know, God's timing is right. God's timing is correct. God's timing is working in my favor every single time. Even though I don't see it, God's continuously working. And that's why I gotta believe and keep God first. But it's easier said than done, right? So I didn't want to build up too strong because when that type of stress turned into a juggernaut, man, it's hard to stop, bruh. It is hard. So before I even got that crazy, I was in the gym. So yeah, I'm done stretching. I go to the squat rack. While I'm walking to the squat rack, right, I see a camera on the floor, like in between, like the squat racks. And I'm like, man, I wonder whose camera is that. And then I see buddy that I was just telling y'all about with the afro. Dude goes to the camera, like turn it on. And I'm like, man, I wonder what that nigga do. It was like a small thought, right? And I was like, if I see him again throughout the gym, I will, you know, go up to him and talk to him and just ask him, like, yo, do you do YouTube or something like that? Just to, like, start a conversation. And it's about who you know. You feel me? Not necessarily... Yeah, not necessarily what you know all the time. So I didn't see him in the gym. And then I was like done basically. I was doing my abs. Then I see him leaving. I was like, oh snap, that nigga leaving. Well, I just catch him next time, right? Then I go and I'm like, yo, let's see if the sauna's fixed, because sauna wasn't fixed. So I go to the sauna, and guess who in there? That nigga's in there. I walk in. He say, what's up, bro? And I was like, oh, what's up, man? You know what I mean? And then it's kind of silent for a little bit. I was like, oh, I was gonna ask him that question. I was like, hey man, what do you do, bro? Like, do you do YouTube or something like that with your fitness? He's like, nah man, I do TikTok. I was like, TikTok? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh word, that's what's up. And I was like, you get paid from it? Like, what's up? He's like, yeah man, that's all I do. I don't even work a normal 9 to 5. You know how fire that sound? Whoo! My man said, I don't even work a normal 9 to 5. Man, I'm like, bro, how'd you even get there? Like, how'd you get to that point that you don't work a 9 to 5? And he's like, man, to tell you and be honest with you, bro, I just started compared to other people. I'm like, when did you start? He's like, well, I had TikTok for a while, but just last August, I started taking it seriously. And I'm like, oh, word. I'm like, shoot, where you at? He's like, man, within these past, since August to now, whatever, what is that? Like 9 months or something like that, 8 months or something like that. And he's like, I have 10,000, not 10,000, I have 100K followers. I'm like, nigga, how the hell you do that? And dude just broke it down to me. He was like, man, I was being consistent on there. I was being myself and just doing me. And I was just being consistent. I was posting a lot and doing the work. And I was like, oh, word. He's like, man, I actually just did a collaboration with Under Armour. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah. So a nigga showed me the video. It's a simple ass video. Under Armour sent him a unreleased bottle, like this drink that they're gonna come out with. The bottle just had to be in the video. The video had to be like 30 seconds long minimum or something like that. In the gym doing what you're doing. And you get paid for it. And this nigga got paid. Guess how much? I'm going to give y'all some time to think of a time. I mean, think of an amount that this nigga got paid. All right, time's up. Yo, this nigga got paid $700. And this nigga is not doing anything that is like crazy, unbelievable type of thing, bro. Like, nah, I seen the video. I'm like, bro, anybody can do that. But the thing is, the difference between anybody and him, he's actually doing it. So you can't fault on the man. You can't hate on the man. Because he doing it right. And he ain't working. He do TikTok. I'm like, bro, that is so cool. Because you're doing something you love to do. I could tell because of, like, me and him were just talking and niggas, like, he do fitness. Like, I know when niggas is really in the gym, when niggas be playing, he really in fitness. You know what I mean? Looks like he's really into that health stuff too. Like, I was like, bro, I could do that. So then I started telling Buddy about, like, you know what I mean? Like, my whole style, like what I do, how I move, this and that. And he's like, bro, you got good following on Instagram, bro. He's like, man, you should be able to get paid right now. And I was like, for real, with 13? Because I'm thinking like 50, 100K on Instagram or something up there, you get paid. He's like, nah, bro, you just need more than 10. He's like, you got 13? I was like, yeah. He's like, bro, you need to get on it. I was just like, man, you know what's wild? And a light went off on my head. And I'm like, Instagram actually just sent me a message this morning about something about money or something like that. He's like, oh, bro, they're paying you to create content. He's like, my friend be doing it. He gets it every single month and whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro, you know, it's crazy. I've been getting this, but I never do it. He's like, what, bro? You are leaving bread on the table. And I'm like, well, shoot, let me go and check it out then. You feel? So he's like, this is what you do, bro. Just stay consistent. Post your stuff. Be you. think of it and really take it serious. He's like, take it serious. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. Because remember when I told y'all my first episode, the Justin Bless podcast, I used to have a quitter mindset. I still quit on things from here to here, but it's very slim because I don't do nothing. I don't speak on stuff that I'm not going to do or give my 100% to. But very lightly, like little shit, you know what I mean? Like, I'll make my bed today, then I don't do it. Shit like that, you know what I mean? Not nothing big because I ain't playing with that big stuff no more. You know what I mean? But I told myself, like with the pod, I was like, bro, I haven't been creative. Like I told y'all, bro, I'm going to go consistently 2 episodes a week. Dropping Tuesdays 8 a.m. Friday 8 a.m. for a whole year straight, bro. Give it your all, man. And whatever y'all need, want to do or anything like that, give it your all. This dude opened when I thought I was gonna get bread. There's another way for me to figure out how to make bread. And then again, it is technically on me to go get the bread. It's kind of like commission, right? You're working for that commission and your style and everything like that. The more consistent you are, right? Like you cold calling. Yeah, you might get 100 no's, but within 100 no's, you get that one yes, and that one yes obliterates and makes you completely forget about the 100 no's just because you got that one yes. You feel me? And that's what it's about, man. Being consistent, that stuff is going to grow continuously. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm consistent. Like I wasn't consistent on my Instagram as much as I wanted to be, but now it's time for me to be extremely consistent on my Instagram. And that's what I'm gonna strive for and go for. That dude opened my mind, man. So shouts out to my man Mike. I don't know his last name or nothing like that, but my man from California in the gym. So shouts to my mans. Thank you, bro. Because of you, man, I thought I was gonna get bread, but then I figured out another way to make bread, another source of income because of you. And then it's not something crazy or something I wasn't doing already. I just had to do it more with more intention of making a better product for my followers on social media. So thank you, bro. I greatly appreciate that, man. And we're just going to push forward with that. And I've been doing that, man. And it's like, I'm a post already. So why not I get paid for it? I'm going to go to the gym already. Why not get paid from it, right? Right now, create some type of content, some type of video to get paid from it. You feel like that? All that stuff just makes complete sense. And that's how we go rock. That's how we go move. And that's what we're doing now. We just added another source of income. We got Wells Fargo. We got real estate. And now we got Instagram, bro. We got to continue to push and push forward and make this stuff happen. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So, yeah, man, that's that. That's that. That was a little... like it was like a down, right? That's why I said my trials and tribulations. I've been working on this for a long time. But then I'm up because, man, I found another source of income. Now if I can rack this up, which I am trying to do, I'm trying to go so hard at this that I could still some way, somehow manage to do a full circle and still get my second property by the end of the year. And that's why a big reason why I'm going hard, and that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to push. So, yeah, man, that's that. Other than that, your boy been great. That was a super long type of, like, introduction to stuff and how I'm doing. I hope you guys are doing good, too. And just like that, man, speak. That's another thing. Speak to people, bro. Like, when people are, like, in the sauna, it's, like, it's hella quiet. Or when, like, bro, you just never know what opportunities you're walking away from if you don't speak up. Speak to the people, man. Everybody got some knowledge that they can share to another human being, that shares to another human being, that shares to another human being. Some people don't like to share the information. Them niggas is goofy. But for the most part, people people like to talk, man. And people are open to share with you, even if you're a stranger. So all this, like, everybody want to make it seem like they're, what's that thing called? Introverts every single where. Like, bruh, speak. Like, I'm not. I'm going to speak. I'm going to say what's up. We in the elevator. I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? That little short time we speaking, man, I might make someone smile or change someone's day. You know what I mean? Or then again, man, we might connect on a whole different level. Like, that somehow you start getting bread. You feel me? Like, that sauna talk got me into making bread, bro. Another source of income. And I'm already making it, bro. Like, the direct deposit ready to go. I see my balance of how much bread I'm going to get deposited into my account at the end of the month, bro. It's a beautiful thing, man. And y'all got to go rack it up, man. I don't know what y'all style is or how y'all want to move or get that extra source of income, but whatever it is, go out there and go get it, man. You can go on Facebook Marketplace, offer up in Craigslist and just grab all the free shit. You can paint it, make it a little bit nicer, just a little bit nicer. But you gotta probably go to Walmart in the craft section, arts and crafts section, paint it a little bit or whatever the case might be, and throw that hole right back on it where you found it. And sell that hole for anything. You sell it for a dollar, that's 100% profit. You feel me? $2, that's 200% profit. And so on and so forth, bro. You sell that mug for $50, $500. You know what I mean? Like, let's go get it, man. Let's go get it. Let's go make it happen, bro. But yo, God's good. God's great. Alhamdulillah. Allah. Hey, now we're going to tap into the news report. Beep, 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 beep. News report. Ba, 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 ba. Hey, man. Again, we got to send our condolence to the Texas school shooting victims. The two teachers, and it actually went up. I think when I said it, I said 14, but the total amount came out to 19. Man, it's wild stuff, man. Very wild stuff. But rest in peace to all them beautiful children, man. All children go to heaven. Rest in peace to those two amazing, beautiful human being teachers. That's why teachers need to get paid way more. Protecting the children's like it's their very own children. Like, so beautiful, bro. Round of applause for those two teachers, man. That stuff was beautiful, man. But I won't spend too much time on that. I just wanted to make sure we send another blessing and good vibes, good energy towards them. I know a family going through it. And no matter what I say, no matter what the president says, the senator, the government, whatever it is, man, they're not feeling the pain that those parents are going through that lost their children, to send them somewhere that is supposed to be deemed as safe. You don't, other than like getting bullied or something like that, right? Maybe. But no way in your mind you thinking that like your kid is going to not come back home. Like, it's crazy. But rest in peace to them, man. Beautiful thing, beautiful things. Hey, man, we going to tap into it, man. The first one's right here, bro. And it's so funny, God, just speaking about this. But Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, is blowing up Instagram and trying to catch TikTok. Yo, TikTok been going crazy, bro. All right, you know that Instagram, man, I believe it's on its second generation. And I don't think any other social media platform has connected with the masses for this long and adapted with the times the way that Instagram is going. And Instagram is going amazing. Instagram, that's my bread and butter when it comes to, like, I want to stay, like, social with people, right? That's my network. Second will be Twitter, and then it'll be TikTok third. I'm going on TikTok like that because, man, that place is a danger. Man, that place is dangerous, bro. I remember one time, bro, I was in the bathroom taking a number two. I thought I was in there for, like, 15 minutes. I ended up being there for a whole hour. I didn't even know where the hour went, bro. It's wild, bro. And you don't even remember what you even watched either. Because that shit's just getting thrown at you, right? You don't even remember, like, the last one or the last two. But I had to watch, like, at least, like, 100 or something like that. Don't remember none of them but the last two, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy stuff. But that's TikTok for you, though. But anyways. Yeah, man. But the company, Instagram, has fell and dropped 47%. This year's users on its original platform, flatline. Man, they're trying to reverse that trend in a long-term bet on his metaverse. But that metaverse is in jeopardy because TikTok, you feel me? And he needs his Instagram Reels to find his vision in growing the company. So, yeah, it looks like TikTok doing the damn thing, man. And Instagram is sweating, which I still see it going crazy. But I do see, like, there's a lot of shared TikTok videos on Instagram. Now, if that happens, then you know TikTok is running shit. And they're doing really, really good. You feel what I'm saying? So that's that. But I'm rocking with Instagram. They got the Reels, and I think they're gonna get up and they're gonna blow up. Yo, hotel prices are going skyrocketing like crazy. I know a lot of y'all niggas trying to travel this summer. And man, that's another thing. Man, I'm not gonna be able to take my trip to Philly and New York, like I told y'all. Man, it's some personal issues going on. I know it's like most honest, most vulnerable, but it has to deal with someone else. And I have to speak to that person before I could share it on here because it's part of that person's business as well. And I don't know how they would feel about that because I'm honest. I could speak about it. You feel me? But just off respect of the other person, I won't disrespect nobody that I genuinely care about, have love for, and don't want to make them feel uncomfortable, stuff like that. Like, you just never know how another person feels. You feel me? Unless they share it, like me. But I shared a lot of stuff with y'all. I'm very open, but some people are not, and I understand that. So I'm not gonna push my views and how I move in life on them and be like, oh, just deal with it. Like, nah, I gotta go respectfully still. You feel me? Especially when it has to deal with another person's well-being in life and might cause some with their mental health or something like that. But anyways, bro, not going on a trip, going to be here, still taking that PTO hours, and I'm just going to be chilling and creating a whole bunch of viral content on Instagram. You feel me? So I can get that bread, nigga. But hotel prices going crazy. So if y'all traveling, man, make sure y'all pack up, stack up, because the percentage of it going higher than last year is 15%. 15% is a lot, especially on even cheap hotels. That's still a lot. On expensive hotel, you trying to do a really big and be by the ocean and all that, bro, 15% is even more. So y'all be careful. Y'all be easy out there, man. Yo, good news on niggas with the iPhone, man. So it looks like the iOS 16 will be released very, very soon this year. And I believe the iPhone 14 is coming out as well. They normally drop in September. It's like always like September 24th, 25th, 26th is when they have that virtual like release date presentation that Steve Jobs started. And that stuff is always dope. That's a real fly. Instead of you releasing your stuff on someone else's platform or festival or event, you create your own and you do that. Steve Jobs, smart man, smart idea. That's dope. If I ever get something as big as like Kanye West, right? When he do his release parties, listening parties, bro, he do his own thing. You gonna pay to come see this joint. You know what I mean? Like, that stuff is fly. Like, Jordan, he could most likely do the same thing with his shoes, bro. But my man busy playing golf, and he has a lot of stuff on his plate. Being the owner of the Hornets, he's still getting that bread. You know what I mean? But that joint coming out soon. Yo, the UK is granting visas to graduates from the world's top universities. That's like Yale all over the place. And that's fly, bruh. So like PhD holders can apply for 3-year visa. That's dope, bro. Master's is a 2-year visa. You feel me? And master's and bachelor's. That's dope. 2 years. You get a PhD, you got 3 years. That's fly, bro. The UK, man, that's some place I really want to go. That's on my damn bucket list, man. It's like top of the tippy top, man. Like, I just love the vibe, man, that I see. So I want to experience it in real life and be like, is this really the vibe? You know what I mean? But yo, a man, this is funny. A man threw cake at Da Vinci Mona Lisa portrait. Bro, I don't know what it is about people thinking that portrait goes so hard. Because to me, like, it's cool. I seen harder and better paintings than that painting. I just think because at that time, I don't think nobody's seen anything as in-depth like that when it comes to a painting. So I believe that's why that joint goes so hard back then. And because it's hella old from a famous painter and stuff like that. And portraits is like the hardest thing. Even when it comes to a tattoo, right? Niggas be like, yo, like, a portrait will stand alone against any other type of piece, man, that you can think of when it comes to tattoos. If someone can knock a portrait out, and portraits cost the most. Because it's like recreating God in a way. Not recreating God, but recreating God's image. And that stuff is tough, nigga. Ain't nothing light to do. So if you can really do that and make that stuff happen, like, that stuff is dope. Hella dope to me. And I'm rocking with all that. I just gotta shout this out real quick. I've probably watched one episode of her show, but it's somewhere I would love to be one day. And one day I am going to be. So we get shoot for that. And we're not gonna shoot for nothing less. So you guys pay respect for the people that come before us to get their blessings and also grow with their network and push the culture forward and a better, like, a better culture, right? In the aspect of communication, television, radio, podcasts, and everything like that. That's the field that I'm in. So shouts to Ellen the DeGeneres, says goodbye after 19 seasons, man. So respects to her for going that long and doing her thing and running it. Like, that's hella dope. And I don't know what she's going to do after this. I know that she didn't even graduate from school, bro. From college. She did her thing. Then she got like a honorary degree or something like that. You know, and like people like come from like a town or a city, the university wants you just to come there to kind of like show face. You feel me? So they give you something rather than giving you bread. Ah. Freaking school, man. That shit's such a ripoff. This niggas is funny. But yeah, anyways, she did her thing, bro. In respects to her, hopefully I get a show, you feel me, televised, and she freaking be on there and be like, man, I love what you doing. I'm like, hell yeah, I greatly appreciate that. You're someone that definitely help inspire me because I see what you're doing. That's exactly where I would like to be. So, hey, man, respects to her. Yo, so in Florida, bruh, hella fish were tested positive for pharmaceutical drugs. Bruh, that mean some had to drop hella pills or just hella codeine or just hella a lot of shit, you know what I mean, in the water to contaminate all them fish, you know what I mean? But hey, man, hey, 305 MIA, yo, you know what it is. We dumped the shit in the ocean, which is messed up because that's a whole different world that we trashing up, you know? And that's not cool. Yo, so it looks like the Prime Minister, Canadian's Prime Minister, and his name is Justin Trudeau. Respect. Look like it's Trudeau. Is the last name? Pronounced a bill to stop the sales of handguns in the country, bro. That mean you can't import, export, sell it, buy it, nothing like that, bro. And I love that nigga's move, man. And that move is dope. He says this: gun violence is a complex problem, but at the end of the day, the simple math really is quite simple. The fewer the guns in our community, the safer everybody will be. And that is straight fire. Respect. 21 gun salute to my mans, because that's dope, man. Because, yeah, even though that stuff didn't happen in Canada, they're trying to prevent it. They're working in chess, not checkers out here like the government in the United States be doing. These niggas, I don't know what these niggas got going on, bro. Like, they're so in love with guns, like, it's not even funny. But to me, it's kind of stupid, but it is what it is. Protect yourself, man. Stay safe. Just be safe, man. Be safe. You just never know. You just never know out in this world, at least the United States. So y'all be safe. Yo, so New Jersey, how they just passed the cannabis dispensaries. Bruh, in the first month, these niggas brought in millions, bruh. And there's not even that many dispensaries in New Jersey, bruh. I think there's only like 5 or like 10 of them, something like that. Real light, bruh. And these niggas brought in millions, bruh. The first month. They generated, the state generated, bruh. And sales and all that, bruh. 24 million in the first month, bruh. Respects. That's beautiful. That's a dope thing, bruh. Even though I don't smoke trees, I'll never be a hypocrite. Anybody that smoke trees, make sure you just get your priorities right and straight and figured out. Because trees, that's something that you do when you rewarding yourself for it. For the hard work that you put in, or handling your business and doing what you got to do. Don't just be doing that stuff just to do it and act cool or be cool. And niggas that do that try to be like, oh, I smoke so much. You know how like smoke a lot of trees is like a cool thing to say? Don't be none of these goofy niggas that just smoking hella trees and not doing shit with their life. That's one of the most goofiest things you can ever do. But you want to be like, oh, but I smoke 20 blunts a day. But nigga, you broke, nigga. You live at your mom's house, nigga. You live at your baby mama's house, nigga. Y'all not even together, nigga. She bringing other niggas in the house smashing, bro. But you want to brag about you smoke 20 blunts a day? Nigga, okay. And? I don't know what point you trying to prove, nigga. Like, I'm not understanding. I'm not getting it. So handle your business, bro, before you go out there and just do all that wild shit. You know what I mean? Or if it's like medical, you know what I mean? Like real medical, like you got Tourette's or something like that. I don't know. You know what I mean? It calms that. Like, that's cool. You feel me? Make sure you do that and handle your business as well. But 24 millions, good on that state. Good on that state. Great on that state. And you know something else about that state? They got a lot of Haitians over there. Hella Haitians. And not the last episode, because that was about the Texas shooting and the new gun laws that we truly need desperately. in this country. But the episode before that was Haiti's Misery, and we seen some things and stuff like that. Listen to some things. I dropped some facts from you, nigga, for you niggas, like, you know. So this was supposed to be a part two, but you know how life throws stuff at you, and it ends like that. And I wanted to, instead of just Haiti's Misery, right? Why is it that after the whole slavery stuff happened, it's one island, the only island that's divided into two separate countries, nations? Why is that, right? Why didn't, aren't they just one and just get along and mingle and do all that other stuff? That's something else I wanted to tap into. So I found this documentary for you guys. Short, not too long, and we're going to listen to it together. And, man, we're going to learn something new together. Let's see what it's about. Let's see what's going on. And, yeah, let's tap into it.
Let's pause here. I'm driving on the road that separates Haiti from the Dominican Republic. Right here. It's the border that divides two very different countries. If you're born in Haiti, you're 2.5 times more likely to die as a baby than if you're born in the DR. You'll be almost 10 times...
Bruh. 2.5 times, bruh? And the DR got some hood places too, bro. Like some real, like, man, you won't be there by yourself, even in daytime, you feel me? But Haiti just another beast, bro. Like, it's another animal. I never been to DR before, but if people go to a place for vacation all the time and brag about it, and people don't go to Haiti for vacation at all, not some people do, but you don't see like people that don't speak the language technically going there for vacation like that. You feel me? You gotta have some bread, or I'm talking about some normal average people. That's not a thing that you just go and do or go say. You feel me? But DR do that. They're more open to that. So that's what I'm saying. Haiti's a different beast, bro. Even though the DR respects to them because they got some real hood. Like I said, you don't want to be there even during the daytime by yourself, even with a couple people. You feel me? So. Yeah, but two times, I didn't know that. That's wild. Let's continue.
Horror, and you can expect to have a much shorter life. I came here to find out how the two countries that share this one island can be so different. With a politically volatile and impoverished Haiti on one side, and the stable and relatively rich Dominican Republic on the other. How did this line produce two totally different worlds?
Yeah, man, we definitely need to figure that out. How did that happen, bro? We understood how Haiti in the misery started, right? Because they paid for their freedom rather than fighting for that shit again and again until they went on their shield. So like, we just gonna pay y'all. And that's where niggas fucked up. Cause they didn't understand, and I'm pretty sure they couldn't read exactly what was going on. Cause slaves couldn't read back then. You know what I mean? And like the French people put that shit together. But it's like, to me, it was a bluff. It was more of a like, we gonna do this, but nigga, they already kicked our ass like three times already. So we're gonna try to put it in paper, make it seem that we really gonna do this, but nigga could have easily called a bluff and be like, y'all bring y'all ass, we'll whoop y'all ass again. Because they didn't do that, that's when the misery started. Couldn't fund the government, couldn't fund schools, street lights, sewer system, none of that. You know what I mean? There's smart niggas there. It's not they're still dumb to this day. Like, nah, smart niggas is there. But they don't got the bread to do it. And it's been so damn long. It's like, damn, niggas like sanctioned. And it's not like Russia sanctioned. Russia sanctioned. You know what I mean? Because Russia was one of the top four nations in the world, five nations in the world, right? And then got sanctioned. I mean, they already got stuff already going, running in place for years. Haiti have never been established like that for years. Ever. I don't think so. They ever was like on the come up. You know what I mean? Like one American dollar is like $30 over there. And like $30 over there is like not a lot of money for like even their economy, because they need to put so much taxes on things just to stay afloat. It's a crazy thing, man. Them niggas should have fought, and that's where that misery started. But now we're going to dig a little deeper and let's try to figure out this border situation.
Border security.
Oh, man. Woo. All right. Sorry about that, little difficulties, but we here.
My journey starts here at this beach village in southern Haiti, where Haitian merchants, most of them women, are preparing for a nighttime boat ride. The women boarding this boat have one goal: to make it to the border where they will be let into a Dominican market to buy and sell goods before returning to their villages. It's international trade at its most informal. We're taking these boats because the next door mountain range makes the land journey almost impossible. These worn out wooden boats have been making this exact journey twice per week for decades, and yet the process remains chaotic and unorganized, as if it's happening for the first time. All of this energy, time, and effort, all to transport a handful of goods that in most countries would be shipped in bulk inside one of these.
They're talking about containers, so they'll put all their goods on a boat. They don't got them container ships, you know what I mean? Like them big container ships that do the export and import and stuff like that. Like the California got one, Florida got one, I believe Texas got an import as well. You got the China one. You got the Europe got a couple. China got a huge ass one. I think it's the biggest in the world. That's what they're talking about, containers. I know you guys can't see it, so I'd explain that. But now nah, Haiti, they just put on a boat.
We make this 7-hour journey to the border town, arriving around 4 a.m. The sun rises and we walk to the border market. This market was established right on the border as a partnership between the two nations to give vendors from both sides a place to buy and sell on equal footing. As we approach the border, I quickly realize that's not what's happening here.
So I'm looking across the border right now into the market, and you can see that Dominicans are already setting up. This is one of the big complaints of the Haitians. They're stuck on this side waiting to cross the border, and the border guards are just delaying it. And meanwhile, the Dominicans are able to set up and get the best spots.
Her translate, she says, you know Dominicans don't like Haitians. I'm going to try translate as best as I can. You feel me?
These Haitians come from miles away on this grueling boat journey that I know now firsthand is very grueling. And they get to the border and the guards stop them for no reason. It's supposed to open it up for everyone at the same time.
She said, I don't know why they're not letting us in.
Let's keep the Haitian women from crossing, not letting anyone know how long it will be. The tension grows, and then finally, hours after the Dominicans were allowed to enter, the guards open up the bridge. They buy and sell for the day before returning to the boats to make the journey home. The grueling boat journey, the senseless discrimination, it embodies the asymmetry that exists on this island. Watching it happen, it's impossible not to ask how it got like this.
There are a few key things that explain how this island produced two very different countries. But if you want to get at the very root of it, you have to go back to when this island was owned by two European powers, France and Spain. This island is actually the first place that Christopher Columbus set up a colony in the New World on his first voyage back in like 1490s. France wanted a piece of this island because it was rich in resources like sugar and coffee. So they fought a war with the Spanish and they ended up splitting the island in two. One side would be the Spanish colony of Santo Domingo, and the other side would be the French colony with the same name, Saint-Domingue, just in French. And that is the most important part of understanding this whole thing, is how these imperial powers...
That's wild, right? Saint-Domingo, Santo-Domingo. Like, bruh, why didn't you just Saint-Domingo and just leave it at that, the whole damn thing? But they split because of this war and they just want to own, like, it's just like, then it stayed like that. And you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Treated their colonial...
Espanola was before the Saint Domingo. You know what I mean? It was before that. And I remember I said that in another podcast episode.
The French exploited the land. They brought in tons of slaves and they were interested in making Saint-Domingue solely an economic producer.
They destroyed the soil from aggressively harvesting the same crop year after year, and they created a group of very resentful, overworked, and abused slaves that eventually rebelled. The Spanish had a different approach. After establishing domination on this island by massacring the indigenous population, they didn't exploit it like the French did. Instead, they went to places like Mexico and Peru to look for gold. So they didn't bring nearly as many slaves onto this island, and as a result, they weren't nearly as profitable a colony. Instead, the Spanish integrated with the remaining indigenous population by recognizing the native leader's authority and intermarrying with the locals. The result was a smaller and more racially mixed population, with a sustainable economy and a political system, something totally absent from France's colony.
This becomes really important in the early 1800s when independence comes around. Haiti declares independence, fights off the French, and basically declares itself the first black former slave republic in the world. They do so with very little framework for a society and for a government. And they also do so with land that has been exploited year after year with the same crop, which basically destroys the fertility of the land. And to add to all of that, because they were this first black republic, the world essentially isolated them. The United States didn't want to recognize the independence of a black nation. They thought it might become a slave empire and seek revenge. The French showed up on Haitian shores soon after independence and said, "You owe us a debt for all of the assets that you stole from us when you became independent, all these economic assets. You owe us that debt and you have to pay it over the next 30 years. This crippling debt, Haiti did pay back over years, but it really hampered their development.
This history doesn't exonerate the dictators and corrupt politicians that have plagued Haiti's development since its independence, but it helps explain them. Suffocating embargoes and the independence debt, as well as the lack of any tradition or investment in governmental institutions, guaranteed Haiti's failure from the moment it was born, and a racist world made sure of it. That racism isn't just embedded into Haiti's history. It is, in fact, very alive today. As I drive up the border, by coincidence, my driver is also a Dominican Border Patrol official. We have hours in the car where he slowly and cautiously tells me about how immigration policy has changed in the Dominican Republic in recent years.
That nigga said the Dominican have the choice and decision to know to regularize, to know where all the Haitians are.
Saber dónde están los haitianos que están en República.
In the Dominican Republic.
Dominicana.
So basically, them niggas is, you know, tracking them over there.
Saber dónde están.
To know where they are and to know how many there are.
Y saber cuántos son y qué qué si
and to know what each one is up to.
Ahí nace
and it's with the intention that we're developing the regularization program.
Programa de regularización.
Regularization program. That's a euphemism. He's talking about a policy of targeting anyone of Haitian descent, even citizens, rounding them up and deporting them. There's always been anti-Haitian sentiment in the Dominican Republic, usually resulting in racist violence. But since 2010, that sentiment has been seeping into legislation. The Dominican Constitution that was drafted in 1929 says that anyone born in the country is automatically a citizen, even if your parents were undocumented immigrants. This is the same in places like the United States. But the DR rewrote its constitution in 2010 to only give citizenship to those born on DR soil to legal residents. Then in 2013, the High Court in the DR ruled that this new definition would be applied retroactively, all the way back to 1929, meaning any citizen who had been born in the DR to undocumented parents would have their citizenship revoked.
Damn.
More than 200,000 Dominican citizens were suddenly stateless.
That's crazy, bruh. Like, they were just like, yeah, nah, y'all gonna have to go. And niggas down on purpose. It's weird to rewrite a constitution though. 2013. So this joint ain't even 10 years old. So people that have been living there for a minute, all of a sudden 2013 come around, these niggas don't got a job. And they round them up just like the border dude said. They know where they are and everything like that. You probably got like kids there and all types of stuff. You and your kids gotta go. Whoo. Damn. That's tough.
It is clearly an illegal act. It is an immoral act. It is a racist act by the Dominican government. And it's happening because these people are black.
Entonces, si nacen aquí, ya son ciudadanos?
No, no, así ahora. Antes era así. Ahora se registran en un libro extranjero.
Dominican law said that if these stateless people wanted to stay in the DR, they would have to go to a government office and put their name on this foreigner registry. The government gave these people 1 year to either get their name on the registry or face deportation. Over 55,000 have been officially deported since the June 2015 deadline. The UN estimates that 128,000 people have voluntarily fled to Haiti, a country many of them have never lived in. Some came here to this camp on the border where they've been living in limbo for years.
Having 200,000 people being able to vote in an election could change an outcome.
They're going to bet, they're going to change your scenario. Oh, they're going to do it again. You pull the camera, do something like that. From the game, Gaspy, and Fakado, you put me see, come by your day.
The bullet, Kaiman, you will. Yeah, it's up to you.
Damn, all right. So, a couple of them said, Buddy went to work. And when he was done with work, they threw him in a car and deported the nigga. Two people said that they came to their house and burnt their house and everything that was in it. And then got deported. Like, bruh, that's tough.
The moment I cross into the DR, I start to see what this crackdown looks like. On a 75-kilometer bus ride, we pass 8 security checkpoints, in which security personnel board the bus to eye who is on it and in some cases check papers. But each time we stop, they seem to only check the papers of the same few passengers.
They just check the passports of the darkest dudes. on the bus. Me and the two guys in front of me were the darkest guys on this bus. And you're the only passport they checked.
That's my translator, Pascal. He's an American citizen, but everywhere we go in the DR, security forces keep asking him for his passport. Halfway through the journey, we pull off the road into a facility where a few young military guys are sitting around. And our driver brings this woman and her two children over to the military guys. She's speaking in perfect Dominican Spanish to them, claiming that her children are Dominican and that the driver brought us to this checkpoint to turn her in because she's black. None of this seems to matter. She doesn't have her papers, and her skin color seems to be all the guards need to see. Haiti's land and people were abused when it was a colony of slaves. The world then shunned it with embargoes and independence debts when it was a new nation. And today, Haitians in the DR experience racism that is overt enough to be enshrined in law. As we drive up this very curvy road, I have the DR to my right and Haiti to my left. Back when the French were here, this was the richest colony on earth. But that came at a price, not only to abuse slaves, but also to the land that they worked. Clear-cutting and single-crop planting continued after the French left. But instead of being used to make fancy French furniture, the trees were burned to cook food. This explains what I'm seeing when on my right, there's lush jungle. And on my left, there's bare and eroding hillsides. Zoom out a little bit, and it's very clear. I follow the border road all the way north until I hit another market town. I wanted to see if the same discriminatory dynamics played out up here as they did down south. This market was built with money from the European Union and the UN Development Program, with the specific intention of creating a space where communities from both sides could come and buy and sell on equal footing.
We're rolling through the market, and once again, like we saw in the southern market, the Dominicans are first setting up.
I walk to the border and find this huge group of people at this gap in the fence, paying a border guard to get in early. The dynamic is the same as down south, only with a few more overt bribes, and border guards who seem to have no problem hitting Haitians with a stick. After hours of waiting for guards to open the gate for everyone, the Haitians are finally let in.
All right, that girl said they treat Haitians like dogs, worse than dogs. They push us, they throw us, they throw away our things. And they beat Haitians. Haitians are worse than dogs.
This is a story about a border that separates two vastly different countries. But it's more so a story about policy. How centuries of racist policies from the French, from the US, from the world, from the DR, can hold the nation back from progressing. Haiti, this first black republic, has experienced some of the most predatory and racist policy from outside forces. For Haitians, this story isn't just their history, it's their present. It's the stage on which they live their lives.
She said, "We have no choice to continue to come back, continue to accept this mistreatment. They have no choice."
So I want to say a big thing.
Man. Whew. That joint is sad, but it's the truth. Do you feel me? And we just hope. Well, I just hope, man, stuff just get better. honestly, truly, it gets better. But one man can't save the world. A communication can. And I honestly just think they seem just make it just one country, bro. Forget Haiti, forget the DR, and just put it back to Saint Dominican. You know what I mean? Or Dominican, whatever it was, or Española. You just one. Y'all just one people. That's what I think. But who am I? Who am I? It's very different culture, but a lot of similarities because they're on the same soil, but some soil is treating worse than the other soil. Different type of food, just a little bit, nothing dramatically different. But hey, that's what it is. Man, thank y'all for joining this podcast, this episode. I appreciate you guys always, man. And whatever you guys are trying to pursue in your life, go out there and pursue it. Let that be a sign. I'm saying it. Go out there and pursue it. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. From the east to the west, they know what it is and who it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less.